This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We don't know yet why a gunman opened fire at a rail yard in San Jose, California, but we are getting some new information on his background. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Law enforcement sources say the 57-year-old gunman killed 8 people before taking his own life. Records show Sam Cassidy worked maintenance at the Valley Transportation Authority light rail facility. County Sheriff Lori Smith.
There was active shooting going on at that time. There were victims shot in 2 separate buildings.
The woman Cassidy divorced in 2005 says he had grievances, and he used to tell her he wanted to kill people at work, but she never believed him until now. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The House has approved it. Today, the Senate is expected to vote on a bill that would create a commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building. But Republicans appear ready to block it. The mother of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick has a message for them, says our Sagar Magani.
Gladys Sicknick says anyone opposed to the probe should visit the Arlington National Cemetery gravesite of her son, who died a day after confronting rioters. She says they need to think about what their hurtful decisions will do to the officers who will be there for them going forward.
President Biden is asking intelligence agencies to report to him within 90 days on what they've learned about the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. He says there is not enough evidence yet to decide whether it came from human contact with an infected animal or from a lab accident in China, he says. Ohio's got its first $1 million Vax-a-Million vaccination incentive prize winner, Abigail Bugensky, a Cincinnati area woman. A scientist nicknamed Dr. Beach says the best beach in the nation is Hapuna Beach State Park in Hawaii. The holiday travel season's approaching. This is AP News. Stephen Hawking's office clutter's going to London. Here's our Tim McGuire.
London's Science Museum is collecting the entire contents of late physicist Stephen Hawking's Cambridge University office, including his personalized wheelchairs, communication equipment, bets he made on scientific debates, and scripts from his Simpsons appearance, all to be put on display early next year. There are also plans for a touring exhibit in the UK. The Cambridge Library acquires the 10,000-page archive of his work on space, time, and black holes. It includes a first draft of his best-selling A Brief History of Time. They will soon be open to the public alongside the works of Isaac Newton and Charles Darwin. I'm Tim McGuire.
The NFL says it expects full stadiums this season. Commissioner Roger Goodell says he expects this season to be a much more normal experience. Players and staff are being encouraged to get the COVID vaccine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.